Hey guys, welcome back to Thick and Thin. I'm Katie Bilotti, and basically, if you guys are new, this podcast is where I document, via me speaking unscripted, the ins and outs, the ups and downs, and the thick and thin of life. I am a millennial living in New York City, and, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, shit happens, and so I have decided to sit down and talk about it. Very raw, very real, very transparent. That's kind of my vibe here on the podcast. So, yeah, tonight's episode, or today, rather, depending on when you're listening to this, I'm going to be talking about a particularly bad week that I had, and the bad week happened to be last week. And, you know, obviously you guys are like, what, Katie? I saw you on social media. You seem so happy, blah, blah, blah. But let's be real, guys. Like, you can't tell a person's happiness based on their social media. I hope we've all established that by now. But yeah, I had a particularly bad week last week, and I'm going to talk about, you know, not really what happened, but how I got over it, because I don't like to dwell too much in, like, you know, the really rough details that don't really need to be told, considering, you know, the most important part is how I got over it. So yeah, this kind of can apply to you guys if you're having a bad week, or you've had a bad week, a bad month, a bad year, you know, had a breakup or something with your friends, or just something that happened that, you know, left you feeling like you're in a slump, kind of, and you kind of feel like you've dug yourself into a hole, or someone else dug you into a hole, and you don't really know how to escape from there. You just feel like you're walking around with, like, a perpetual storm cloud over your head. You know, that sort of feeling. So today I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also going to gloss over just some little things I've learned about myself, or kind of established about myself, that I actually posted about it in an Instagram caption today, and a lot of you guys really related to it. And so I'm like, well, that's going to be tacked on to the podcast. So yeah, I guess I'm just going to dive on into it. So last week, as I mentioned, I did have a bad week. And without kind of, like, diving into the whole story, basically, long story short, I said yes to something that I didn't want to say yes to. And I felt kind of stupid about saying yes to it. I kind of regretted saying yes. And it was one of those decisions that, like, loomed over me all week. And I just felt really trapped by my decision, and kind of, like, hated myself for making this decision because it just wasn't me. And, you know, it was kind of like this, like I mentioned, like a dark cloud that hung over my head for an entire week straight, you know. And my deadlines were also very aggressive. Sorry, I'm, like, stumbling over my words. We're at that point in the podcast, guys. You know, my deadlines were aggressive at work and with my, you know, my blog. And I just felt, you know, so many emotions last week. And I wasn't even PMSing, so I have no idea what was happening. But I just was feeling so many emotions. I had this, like, weird feeling midway through the week that all my friends were mad at me. You know, I always get in that weird funk where I just feel like the world is against me. You know, I felt extremely low last week. I felt, you know, tapped out. I felt burnt out. I felt fed up. And, you know, by the looks of the messages actually I've received from you guys, I've been, like, really, you know, pouring into my messages and reading and trying to figure out what you guys would like me to talk about. So I'm not just, you know, talking about random stuff you don't even care about. And a lot of you guys, you know, feel this too. A lot of you are like, you know, Katie, how do I get out of a funk? How do I, you know, bring back the spark to my life? How do I, you know, get out of this weird feeling of, like, I don't really want to live, you know? And I'm no psychiatrist or therapist, but I do have, you know, some little ways, and, you know, kind of tried and true, because this is how I got myself out of last week's funk. I've been having a great week this week, and it's not because of the weather, I'll tell you that. It's still really freaking hot and rainy, like, half the time. So, you know, sometimes the weather does influence me, but this, you know, the way I got out of this funk was a little bit more organic. So yeah. But yeah, so you guys ask me, you know, how do I get out of a funk? How do I get over this guy? How do I deal with this friendship issue? Well, let me pose a question for you guys. You know, what if, okay, hypothetically, what if instead of sitting there, you know, going crazy over the volume of your own thoughts, you know, hell-bent on solving your entire life in your head, believe me, I'm there, like, every freaking day, instead of attempting to, you know, remedy every single hurt feeling, to explain every single time that you felt sad. You know, I feel like as humans, we have this weird tendency of needing to find a solution for everything, needing to find a root cause for everything. We need to explain everything. And, you know, it kind of makes sense because we've grown up from a young age being told, like, okay, what's your answer? Explain your reasoning, or, like, justify your answer. You know, we can't ever just write the correct answer on the line. It's like, nope, explain how you got this answer. So we're kind of wired that way. We're wired to think that way. And so when something goes wrong in our lives, we're like, oh, shoot, I need to figure out why that happened. You know, but how about instead of, you know, trying or thinking about solving your entire life in your head, you just think about instead, you know, not all the things that went wrong and about why and all that stuff. Just clear that all out, clear all that BS, and just think about adding, you know, some additional good things to your life. You know, some additional good things to your day to day, one at a time, you know, nothing crazy, little by little. And eventually your pile of good things will grow and grow, you know, exponentially, and you'll forget whatever it was that was just completely tearing you apart. And I know you're like, okay, oh, sorry, I just knocked over my nail polish. Oh my God. I'm trying to paint my nails and do this at the same time. Okay. I know you're like, Katie, you know, okay, that's cute and all. That's a cute little pretty quote you just gave me there. Like the pile of good things. Oh, cute. You know, but how does that really help me? And here, you know, here's my mentality. You know, sometimes in order to grow, in order to progress in this life, you must, you know, I mentioned this in my last podcast, you must not focus so much on what is tearing you apart. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult not to think about it. It's like, you know, having like a big zit on your face that's like, it's like in poppable time. Like it's able to be popped. You know, those ones where it's like coming to a head and you're like, oh my God, like I need to pop this. I need to. And I'm like the type of person that I pick at myself so much, like my nails, my cuticles. It's just, it's guys, it's a bad habit. I got it from my mom. Mom, if you're watching this, thank you for that. But it's like looking at that zit on your face and not popping it. It's like, I know it's really difficult not to dwell and really just like, you know, beat something to death that's bothering you. I totally get it. Like, I want to pop that zit too. But, you know, sometimes in order to grow, you must, you know, focus less on the things that are tearing you apart and more, spend more of your energy on the things that are holding you together. You know, those things that kind of act like super glue in a way. You know, no matter how like small or insignificant those things might be, you know, the pile of good things can be a number of things depending on who you are. And I know, you know, they just look different from person to person. To me, you know, my pile of good things, let me think, it's kind of like a smorgasbord of candles, probably, you know, spending hours at flea markets, you know, searching for like little treasures that my dad would call junk. You know, seeing the surprised expression on someone's face when I compliment them, you know, going to bed early, which I never do, talking to my parents on the phone, like hearing my parents laugh. Like, it's the little things like that, the little things. Those are good things. Those are the good things that I, you know, when I'm having a bad day or having a bad week, those are the things that I try to pile into my life. You know, I make a small little pile of those things in my being, even if it means just, you know, going, I don't want to say like shopping solves everything, but you know, sometimes I just feel a little bit better when I go and buy something new. And it doesn't need to be a new outfit per se. I mean, you can, but for me, like the other day when I was having this rough, you know, week, I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram story, I went plant shopping and I literally bought like plants. And it just, for some reason, just like when I, my thing, my like piece, I find peace when I feel like I'm organized, when, you know, I feel like my bed is made. I make my bed every morning. Like, it's the little things that I find peace in, and everyone's different. You know, some people find more peace in mess than in cleanliness, but for me, I am like the exact opposite. But yeah, so those are my good things, and I could go on and on and on about my good things. And, you know, even I'm kind of like struggling right now because even like talking about all these good things, I'm kind of losing what I was even talking about. Like, what was I mad about? What was I upset about? I don't even remember. And that's the whole point. It's like, once you, you know, focus on these good things and, you know, almost just kind of picture them you know, each time you do, or you bring one of these good things, you add one of these good things into your life, you know, kind of picture it as like a physical, you know, I kind of picture it as like a little pebble that I'm stacking, you know, a little good pebble, a good rock. I was really into rocks growing up. My mom actually, like, yeah, they had to discourage me from like collecting so many rocks because we didn't have room in our house for them. But it was always my dream to have like little shelves built above my bed. And like, so I can display all my rocks. I had a rock collection. I really wanted to be a geologist, you know. Anyway, yeah. So I kind of picture my good things as like a little rock, like a little pebble that I keep stacking. And, you know, eventually the pile becomes so big, the pile of good things, that, you know, it makes that, you know, pile of bad things and that pile of, you know, sadness and hurt and anger and confusion look like nothing. You know, and that pile of rocks, it's just growing. And that's how I picture it in my head. I'm a very visual person. And whenever I, you know, think of one of these like quotes or sentiments, I always have to kind of picture it visually. And that's how I picture it. And I do want to note, like, self-love. I saw this quote once and it was like, self-love isn't all bath bombs and face masks. And I completely agree with that. Like, I know self-care and self-love looks so different from person to person. And, you know, sometimes there aren't enough bath bombs in the world to cure you from your sadness, because sometimes you do have a disease and that's when you do need to get help. And I am the first person that would admit, like, not admit, encourage, you know, if you're feeling like a very prolonged period of sadness, you know, sometimes you do need to get professional help. And I encourage you, even if you like, you think you might need it and you don't really know, like, what's the worst thing that could happen, you know? So anyway, that was just like a little aside I do want to say, because I don't want people to like take my advice with the little good things rocks and be sad still and not know why. And I just, you know, that's important. But, you know, I know that self-care isn't all bath bombs and face masks, but those things aren't a bad start, you know. And if they're the good things that make you feel fuzzy and, you know, feeling, you know, I feel like the most secure feeling that I experience is that home feeling. And, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, home isn't a place, it's a person or whatever. There's that like quote and like, you know, picture of the artsy like Instagrams of like the couples, like the, you know, kind of like the gross couples in high school when they would like make out in the hallway with their hands in like their each other's pants pockets. And you're just like, ooh, like, you know, the Instagram captions where it's like, home isn't a place, it's a person. You know, well, I'm not in that camp quite yet, but I can say, you know, that I do feel like home is a feeling, you know, and it's, you know, in a nutshell, like, we're all looking for that going home feeling in our day-to-day, somewhere in our day-to-day. A lot of us look for it in a significant other, you know, and some of us look for it in financial stability. We all just want to feel secure in one way or another, and that, like, obviously looks different to a lot of people. For me, I feel like I do look for stability in the form of a significant other. But I, as I will mention later on in the podcast, it's like once I, you know, I really crave attention like that. But then once I get it, I'm like, I run for the hills and I freak out. And so, you know, I'm kind of like a walking paradox, if you will. But yeah, you know, some look for it in, everyone looks for it in a different way. And, you know, I almost feel like it's, I'm trying to like visualize, as I mentioned, I'm always very visual about things, visualize that feeling of home. Like, we all want to feel very secure. We all want to feel kind of like we're, you know, wrapping ourselves in like a fuzzy, just washed, straight from the dryer towel. You know, one of those like really fluffy, like you kind of just bought it towels and you just put it in the wash for the first time and got out of the dryer and it's like fluffy and pink and maybe not pink, maybe like white. What's like a secure color? I don't know. You know, and it's straight out of the dryer after a shower when it's like cold outside and you just want like a warm towel. Or I almost sometimes like picture like when I was younger and my mom would wrap me in like a towel after a shower and like I was like just so young and like I just felt so like safe. And now like I'm out in the real world, and as I mentioned in my last podcast episode, like the real world is a rough place sometimes. And, you know, when we're in the thick of it, you know, we just crave that warm towel feeling. That's what we want. And so, you know, we get really anxious and we get really upset when we reach out of the shower, metaphorically, and we're out of towels. you know, and we kind of have to do that like funny little sprint through our houses to like find something to wrap ourselves in, you know, feeling exposed and uncomfortable. And I feel like that's kind of like just that's how it feels to be going through like a time in your life where like how I felt last week. I felt useless. I felt like hopeless. That's the word, hopeless. You know, but I feel like that, like the towel analogy, if you will, can be applied to like so many different experiences in our lives. You know, bottom line, we hate feeling uncomfortable, defeated, you know, or heaven forbid, exposed in any way. Like we hate feeling like, you know, that that feeling when we're running through the house trying to find a towel, you know, butt naked. Like we just don't like that feeling naturally. You know, but often we get to the point where we're feeling like this. We're feeling like that. And we like think it's kind of like an end all be all, like we're finished. It's like, okay, that's our death sentence type of thing. It's like, you know, okay, I'm doomed. Like I had a good life. Okay, we had a good run. Like, okay. But you know, those things, those feelings are just a part of our nature. That's just like something that's gonna happen. And you know, I almost sometimes I find myself like sighing to myself, and I'm like, ah, Katie, there you go again, messing things up. Like, I literally lay in bed like after like a crazy weekend or just like something that I do that thing where I replay all like the embarrassing moments that have ever happened to me in my head quite frequently. I've mentioned this a couple times on the podcast, but you know, and I sometimes lay in my bed and I stare at the ceiling and I'm like, Katie, why do you do stupid things? And I kid you not, I say it out loud. I address myself. I scold myself. I'm like, why? Why did you do that? Why'd you do that? And you know what? Sometimes you can say those things to yourself. Sometimes you do need to put yourself in your place a little bit. You know, you can. But the most important thing is what comes after you say that. Whatever that may be, whatever it looks like to you. But for me, I'm like, Katie, what the fuck were you thinking? It's usually what I say. And, you know, the most important part of that process, the picking yourself up off the ground process, is what you say after that or what you do after that. You know, do you swing your legs over your bed and stand up and go on with your day, you know, in search of some of those good things, some of those good little pebbles to add to your pile? Or do you instead, you know, sulk around, convince yourself that, you know, the world hates you and you'll never rise from this? And you know, here's the thing, you know, one day down the line, I don't know when it's going to be, but one day you'll look back at all of these pitfalls, all of these plateaus that you experience, you know, the ups and the downs. I kind of picture it like a sloppy, like line graph. Is it a line graph? Is that what that's called? I'm so bad at math, guys. I totally don't even remember math class. Okay. Whatever those like graphs are, where it's like, you know, the up, down, kind of like whatever, like those, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. You know, you'll look back at the line graph of your life or whatever the graph is called, and you'll realize, you know, that all along that this was just a part, all this stuff was just a part of your blooming process. You know, and I love the phrase blooming process because, you know, every type of plant, every type of flower, you know, everything that grows blooms at a different speed, at a different rate, in a different season. Some of them, like some of them are perennials and some of them are perennials and annuals. I don't even know. Perennials, annuals. I think I don't really know plants, guys. Like I just bought two plants, but I'm probably going to kill them. I'm really trying not to. But you know, we all bloom at a different speed, and you know, humans bloom at a different speed. You know, and I'm really glad I like got that out, that whole little spiel, because, you know, it's been something that's been on my mind. And a lot of you guys, you know, come to me with all of these problems, which, you know, understandably so, because I do talk about my problems a lot. So granted, I have a lot of experience with problems, but don't we all, you know? And here's the thing, like, just think about that good pile. that good pile. And I can guarantee, like, the next time you go through something bad, you're going to be like, ah, Katie talked about this good pile, you know? And, you know, how about instead of just dwelling on all these bad things that happened to you, you know, instead of that, just start, you know, focusing on adding some good things, like little by little, adding some good things. And I promise that something good will come from it. I don't know if you're going to be fully healed by doing so, but, you know, it gets you over that little hump. Like, I did some good things this past weekend. Like, I focused on myself. I, you know, didn't really, like, go hard and drink as much as I have in past weekends, but I really focused on myself and, you know, did some good things. I also, you know, put on a pretty dress and went to an oyster festival with my friends on Stone Street, and it was so fun. And, you know, we like did like oyster shots and like fun things. And that was another little good thing, just something that I needed to like put on my pile, and it made me feel a lot better and kind of distract me from everything that I had been through the week before. And, you know, I guess something important to remember is that, you know, pain is temporary. And I believe it was, I think it was like Lance Armstrong that said that. He said, my dad's like was a very, or is, I guess, I don't really know. He's very into like the Tour de France and like biking and stuff. And so he always like said this one quote from Lance Armstrong. He was like, pain is temporary. Like whenever I was like hurt or something, my dad would be like, pain is temporary. You know, eventually something else, another feeling will take its place. But if you quit, that's forever. I think that's how it goes. I could be so wrong, but I remember my dad saying that. And I think it was Lance Armstrong Neil Armstrong? No, definitely Lance Armstrong who said that. But yeah. Okay, so that's kind of the end to that tangent. And I'm going to kind of switch gears and talk about a recent Instagram caption that I posted today that really just like got me thinking. Actually, got me thinking about a blog post that I posted 2 years ago. Okay, and that's like ancient history for me. I'm just kidding. But 2 years ago, I was still in college. So I'm acting like, oh my God, I'm so out of college. Like, I'm way out of college. No, I'm only like realistically May, June, July, August, September, like 5 months out of college, whatever. But anyway, 2 years ago, I was like very much still in college. Like, I had a whole nother year to go. And I posted this blog post, and like, as I mentioned in a previous podcast episode, like whenever I posted these blog posts, I kind of like the entire school kind of would read it. Okay. And I don't know what it was. I guess it's just like, I had a really strong group of friends, or I still do, but like in college I did. And I just felt very secure, and almost, I kind of didn't really give a fuck, for lack of a better way to put it, because I knew that me writing about these things and me talking about these things would help people more, you know, helping people was more important to me, than the opinions of other people and what people would say. Because, you know, I was like, you know what, in a couple of years, I'll be in New York and none of this will matter. And lo and behold, guys, looking back, it didn't matter, or doesn't matter to me now. Like, I can't even remember, you know, much of what people said about it. Or if they did, they didn't even say it to my face. So I don't really care. I never knew. I don't really care. So, okay, that was a little tangent. But basically, I wrote this, you know, one blog post called I Don't Need Your French Kisses. And it got 30 comments, which, you know, back 2 years ago was a lot of comments for me, because this is right when I started my blog, kind of. I think I'd started it 2 months prior to this post. And I posted it's kind of like an anecdote. Like, every one of my blog posts is kind of like a story. So I'm not going to like obviously read like the total story to you guys, but basically, I started out the article, you know, in particularly badass form, talking about, you know, I was making out with this guy, I guess, at a frat party. So romantic. Oh my God. Probably against the wall where everyone could see. That's so great. Wow, Katie, you go, girl. Anyway, and, you know, I was making out with this guy, and all I could think about while I was doing so was like, all the homework I hadn't done for my 8 a.m. class the next day, you know, the fact that my shoes were like two sizes too small, the fact that I couldn't figure out where any of my friends were, like they were like somewhere in the room calling my name and I couldn't figure out where they were, all these things while I'm making out with this guy. So clearly, I guess you could say, you know, I wasn't quite into it. But of course, you know, I did the whole classic junior year Katie thing where, or I guess a lot of people think, but I'm just going to use myself as an example here. And the next morning, you know, my friends were like, so Katie, I'm not going to say the guy's name for privacy reasons, but we'll call him, what's like a sexy name? Derek. Ooh, I like that name, Derek. Okay, we're gonna call him Derek. They're like, ooh, Katie, like, you and Derek last night. Like, wow, are you gonna ask him to formal? And I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, he's so cute. Like, he walked me home, how romantic, you know. He got me a drink at the, you know, the jungle. What do you guys call it? Everyone calls it something different, but we called it Bucket. It's like, okay, probably the reason why I was sick 24/7 in college was Bucket, which is basically, you know, it was a bucket. It was like a cooler with a plastic or trash bag in it and alcohol, like a mixie, but it's like the gross, like, dollar store, you know what Bucket is. But basically he got me a drink and I was like, oh my God, swooning, because in college guys treat you mostly like, you know, shit, and everything you think that they're doing that's so chivalrous is actually quite normal. If anything, it's like less than normal. It's like, anyway, whatever. That's just me being cynical. But yeah. And I was, you know, kind of, here's the thing. I oftentimes, like, okay, first of all, why the heck am I talking about this to you guys anyway? It doesn't really relate to what I was talking about earlier. But basically where I'm going with this is I'm a paradox. Okay. I live my life in a very paradoxical. I don't know. I'm a paradox because here's the thing. I mentioned this prior, but I crave attention. If you guys can't tell how much I talk about relationships and dating online, and it's actually getting ridiculous at this point, but I crave attention. But as soon as I get so-called attention or this attention that I'm looking for, I book it. I freak out. And I actually talked about this in my Instagram caption today. And so many of you guys were like DMing me like, Katie, wow, I never even knew that was like how I was until I read it. And I was like, wow, you know, people have that like aha moment. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about it more on the podcast because, you know, why not just beat this dead horse, you know? Anyway, so in the article, I basically talked about, you know, the fact that this whole process, you know, of falling for a guy and, you know, gushing over it with your friends and, you know, debating internally, do I actually like him? Do I like the thought of him? Do I actually like this guy? Blah, blah, blah. Does he like me back? Is he going to text me back? Blah, blah, blah. All that exhausting stuff, you know, it's become so frustratingly repetitive. You know, something that at a point in time would have caused such a rush of adrenaline and hours of fantasizing, you know, I just get kind of bored these days. You know, it's not as exciting for me anymore. And I think it's just because I've convinced myself that this is something I need. You know, I need to have a boyfriend. I need to have a significant other. And I'm just kind of at this point, like, I look at the idea of having a significant other and I kind of just like laugh because I'm just like, Katie, this is not good for you. You know, this is not something you need. And let me tell you guys, it's taken me quite a long time to come to this conclusion, you know, that I'm just not ready right now. It's just not my time. But then again, you know, so I come to this conclusion, me sitting here, whatever day it is at 9 o'clock PM, I'm like, okay, I don't need a guy. But then I guarantee it, you know, tomorrow at like 3 o'clock, I'll see a couple walking through, or I won't. At 3 o'clock, I'll be sitting at my desk at 3 o'clock. But you know, you get the point. I'll see someone walking the street holding, or, you know, holding the hand of their boyfriend or something. And I'm going to be like, oh, I need a boyfriend. You know, I just go through these, you know, these phases. And I think that's so normal. But when I was writing this article, you know, I just was talking about how the process was frustrating. And, you know, I'm trying to scroll and see. I said at one point, am I being unappreciative of a good makeout? Maybe. After all, my friends had told me that so-and-so and I would really hit it off, along with the fact that he apparently has an impeccable ass. It's true. Derek has a great ass. Not really Derek. I love the name Derek. It's a good name. You know, I said, perhaps I was letting my mind wander, ultimately protecting myself from the crushed expectations and the phone call that would never come. Or maybe, just maybe, I'm putting my eggs in the wrong basket. You know, nevertheless, this got me thinking. Do we even know what's good for us anymore? Is our generation so hooked on an endless cycle of what is it is that we're told and what we think we need that we're neglecting our true needs? Will we ever complete our to-do lists? Whoa, 2016, Katie, you're giving me the feels right now. This is kind of like a classic, just me talking about things, and like it doesn't really have like a rhyme or reason, but it's just me talking about stories and things that have happened in my life. And I feel like it's time I should share this little thing that happened it was probably a month ago. And we're 30 minutes into the podcast, so I really hope that whoever or who I'm talking about right now isn't listening anymore, but or probably didn't listen at all, hopefully, fingers crossed, but I just feel like I need to share this. So the other night, I was like in bed, this was like a month ago, and I get a call, and I'm like, I do this thing sometimes where I just have like a really hard time falling asleep because I'm thinking about a million things, and I'm like laying in bed, you know, it's probably like 11 o'clock. I have work the next morning. I was just thinking about everything I needed to do at work the next day. And my phone starts buzzing on the ground because I plug my phone into the wall and like it sits on the ground. I need to like get a table for that. But it was like buzzing against the hardwood floor. And I was like, okay, I need to pick it up because I have this weird thing where I kind of like get anxious about phone calls. Like phone calls freak me out. I much prefer texting. But I think that's kind of like a generational thing. I think we're like all afraid of like hearing each other's voices because we're so used to texting. But I pick up the phone and it's this guy that I've been like, I guess, talking to for like a couple years now. And, you know, we'd, you know, kind of seen each other in New York a couple weeks prior to this. And we've been texting and whatnot. And like he just, you know, said it was like 11:30, like I said, and he kind of like, it was like he was like whispering into the phone, kind of not sexually, but because he was like had a roommate or whatever. And he was like, hey, like, what are we? What are we? That 3-word phrase. And I was just like, oh God, what are we? What a phrase. It's kind of like the we need to talk phrase, but just in a different context and different words. But I was laying there just like staring at the ceiling and I was like, oh my God, we're having the what are we conversation. It's 11:30. And of course, I said the first thing that came to mind and I said, I don't know. I feel like that's like the phrase of my existence right now. I was like, I don't know. And it's crazy because I'm kind of, you know, being a little priss. I'm like, you know, he's literally saying to me like that he wants to be something serious, you know, and he's been insinuating it and he's coming flat out and being like, what are we? And in that moment, I was terrified. And I was like, oh my God, I need to stop talking to him. I need to like get him away from me because he can't get too close. He can't see. I don't want him to see me and I don't want him to, you know, eventually either hurt me or I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to have to dump him. I don't want him to have to dump me. Like I think about all these problems and it's kind of like a mixture of, you know, me thinking of all the problems and me, you know, being insecure, but it's also just like I mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, you know, the whole reason why I was in a bad mood last week or was having a bad week was because I said yes to something that I didn't want to say yes to. And it wasn't romantic. It was, I don't want to like get into details because it just isn't really important. But, you know, I said yes, I took on something that I wish I hadn't. And that's like honestly my biggest fear, you know, being trapped by a decision. It's a big fear of mine. And so, you know, I think it's kind of a combination of that fear and also me just, you know, kind of sort of, you know, all of a sudden coming to terms with the fact that I need to be more rational and I need to think about what's actually good for me. And going back to this article that I wrote in 2016, you know, like, do we actually even know what's good for us anymore? Are we so brainwashed by society and by our Instagram feeds that we don't even know? Because you know what, something that's good for someone else doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for us. You know, just because it's good for someone else, just because someone else is in the right frame of mind to have the significant other right now, like, doesn't mean that I am. And, you know, maybe it was me being a little bit timid with this guy. But granted, you know, after I said that to him, here's the thing. Like, we all want that, like, really star-studded, like, romance, okay? We want the one that's, like, in the movies and in the TV shows. And someone DM'd me last night when I was watching When Harry Met Sally, and they were like, Katie, you're the most romantic person I've ever seen on Instagram. And not because I have a boyfriend and I'm romantic with him, but because I watch a lot of rom-coms or romantic movies in general, just dramas. I love dramas. I love, like, war and, like, political dramas. Anyway. But, yeah, so, you know, we all want that, but it's just a matter of like, you know, we gotta know ourselves to the point where we know what's good for us. Like, you know, and sometimes we force ourselves into situations and we feel uncomfortable and we feel, you know, that feeling where you're running to find your towel, you know, that feeling, because we take on something that we're not, that's not right for us. You know, and who's to say, okay, kind of segueing, who's to say that the guy that called me at 11:30 and asked, you know, what are we? You know, who's to say that that won't come to fruition someday? You know, who's to say? But I want to be, like, granted, I know that, like, no relationship comes without, you know, little things here and there, you know, things that, you know, nothing's going to happen according to plan. Nothing's going to happen in a perfect black and white fashion. It's going to be a little bit messy, but I do want that. I want to experience a feeling where, and maybe not when I first meet someone, but when I'm like placed in the position where we're having the what are we conversation, I want to say without hesitation, you know, when he says, what are we? I want to say, you know, I think that we should be serious, or like, you know, say what I feel and not say, I don't know. Like, I want to, I'm the type of person that I do have, I'm a planner and I'm a thinker, and I usually know how to react to situations. And like, granted, this one is like, it is, if it's romantic, it's going to be, I'm not going to know exactly what to say all the time, you know, but at least I wouldn't feel so afraid. Like, oh my God, I was like laying in bed after this, like I already had a problem falling asleep, and it just kept me up and up and up, because lo and behold, there's no sparks with this guy. Okay. There's no sparks. And I just, it's hard, because I just feel like it's been a very repetitive process. This whole, like, you know, me pining over a guy, me, you know, going through like the texting phase or the Snapchatting phase and like the, you know, the hooking up phase, if we do that. And then I feel guilty after doing that. And I'm like, oh my God, like I wish I didn't do that. And it's just this whole freaking cycle. And I'm sick of it, you know, and I feel like a lot of us are sick of it. And so why do we keep subjecting ourselves to feeling like this over and over again? You know, and it's kind of because of these movies, it's because of these TV shows, it's because of our Instagram feeds and all these couples, you know. But if you look at, you know, I was kind of like for a while obsessed with like YouTube couples and like how a lot of like, you know, influencers or like digital people were like dating each other. I mean, based on the number of them that have broken up recently, like there's a lot that goes on that we don't see. And, you know, it is World Mental Health Day today, Mental Health Awareness Day today. And I've seen like so many posts on social of people just being very open and honest about how they actually are doing. And it's so eye-opening, you know, because obviously you know what's going on in your head and you know that you're not perfect, but, you know, you discount yourself by assuming that everyone else is perfect just because all they post is happy, pretty pictures with their boyfriend. Okay. So yeah. Wow. I think that was kind of like a good little spiel there. And yeah, I love just like going back on my blog and reading old posts. Like, I highly recommend you guys make blogs. It's the best thing, the best way to see, you know, firsthand what you were thinking and feeling. Like, I'm reading this post back like when I was in, you know, I was 2 years younger. Like, now I'm turning 23. I was such a young little girl. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I say at the end of this article, I say, it's up to us to change the pace of society. We need to swiftly flip the railroad switch, alter the tracks, and focus on what will truly benefit us in the long haul. I will note, we also need to recognize that this is much easier said than done. At the end of the day, if you find yourself in the wrong story, leave. And if you find yourself in a similar situation as mine, tell the boy you don't need his kisses. In my book, that's the first step to finding out what's truly good for you. Yeah. And a lot of you guys commented that you really, really liked the article. So, yeah, I'm reading. Wow, you guys are amazing. Yeah. Also, thank you so much for all the reviews you guys have left on the podcast app. I don't really know how you leave a review, but if you could figure it out or rate me 5 stars or subscribe or whatever you guys do, go ahead and do that. Maybe someday I'll have some sponsors. Ooh, then I'll be a real podcast. But yeah. Okay. So that's kind of it. I think I'm kind of out of juice now. It's 9:30 and I need to watch some Friends and go to bed because I have a big long day tomorrow. I have an event that I'm my first ever event that I'm running for my job with L'Oreal, and it's just, it's a lot. And so I'm gonna say sayonara. And thanks to all that have been supporting me in my podcast adventure. I really do appreciate your support. And yeah, so that's it for today's podcast. I promise next week I will actually answer some of your questions, like more specifically, like read the question and answer the question, because I feel like I really wanted to do that and I just haven't gotten to do it really fully. So yeah, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Thick and Thin. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys, or I guess I'll talk to you guys all next week. Bye.